All right, we're going to go ahead and start our Cracker Barrel 400 post-race media interviews. We've now been joined by our race-winning crew chief, Chris Gale. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. a little bit of a unique start to this race. We had a rain delay. You guys obviously started on the pole, had the penalty there early, and then, you know, made your way back through the field, and then really those final laps for the team was was really interesting to kind of see play out. So just tell us a little bit from your perspective, you know, what that looked like from the pit box.
Yeah, not a smooth day at all, you know, like you alluded to. Didn't expect the restart violation at the start of the race there. And then, you know, at that point, we're not sure how it's going to play out, right? Because this place is so tricky with when do the cautions fall and how many people stack taking tires, not taking tires. And so you don't really know, like, when are you going to get that caution that's the coin flip that you can turn your way to get track position? And I think that was the hard thing for us all day. And I think for us, it was probably that caution just before the end of stage two when we knew we were going to flip. And we, I think four or five of us took right side tires there. And we, you know, we wound up fourth, I think, of the guys that took right side tires. And then that next restart, Denny was able to get to the lead of those guys. And so that we knew everybody would pit at the end of the stage, we would inherit the lead. And so I think, you know, there were two restarts that were key for us. That one before, and then obviously the end one. You know, the last restart there, I don't know that any of us thought we were actually going to win the race there, right? Everybody that's watched Denny knows typically restarts aren't his strong suit. You know, if he has the lead, he's better at probably holding guys off. So we were thinking, let's just get out of here with a third place finish and move on, you know. And then they started racing really hard, and he had the inside, and we're like, okay, well, let's definitely don't take all three JGR cars out. Let somebody else win in this case. And so neither of those happened, and we were able to get away with the win. So it was a good day, surprising ending for us.
All right, and we've also been joined by Heather Gibbs, who is obviously representing the ownership side of things. For Heather, for you, I'll go straight to what Chris just said, those final laps with three JGR cars kind of in position to win. All three of them could have obviously took home that checkered flag at some point in that. What was your vantage point from that, and how did you stay calm there in those final laps?
Well, I mean, hats off to everybody at the shop, because I think coming to the track with such fast race cars was – it was just, you know, it's incredible to see them up there throughout the entire race. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like your kids in a family vacation, you know, in the back seat, and you're swatting at each other, watching them. But really, really proud of all of them. I mean, they stayed clean. No one has marching orders where they're like, back off, let that one win. I mean, they're allowed to, we want them to race for the win. That's what they do. And it makes us proud. So we couldn't be happier.
All right. We'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have a question for Chris or Heather, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start up front with John Newby.
John Newby, FanBuzz. Going back to that strategy that you mentioned, I am curious, with the kind of herky-jerky fashion of that final stage with all those different cautions, all the different restarts, did that mess with your guys' plans at all?
Well, I think we were kind of going into stage three. We were sitting there, right, where we knew, I think we had 25 laps on our left sides, and then we had to run three. So we had, call it 28 laps on our left sides, and then very fresh rights. We did that and didn't get quite enough fuel in it, right? When you took two tires, you can only get so much fuel in it. So the key there was we needed cautions or to run long enough to where we could take four, not necessarily have to wait on needing more fuel than other guys, right? So, like, where we were worried for a second was all those cautions, right? And we almost took that last one, right? It was like 2:18 we would have been on pit road, and that was probably 5-6 laps short of making it on fuel. But had we got another subsequent caution, like the next one, we would have had to pit, right? And then those five guys or six guys that just pit the previous would have stayed out, and we all would have lost track position. So we knew once we got to that one, like, we needed it to go green. That was the only way it was going to play out for us. And then we weren't quite as good as the 20 or 19 really all day. So I think we were going to wind up third no matter what without a late race restart.
Gotcha. Thank you. And then from the ownership perspective, when Denny was in here the other day, he specifically talked about how much this track means to him and how badly he wanted to win a guitar. After, you know, a couple third place finishes and some other frustrating, what is it like seeing him actually finally get a host, you know, hold that thing up in victory lane?
Well, at the start of the race, we were a little concerned as Chris had to be with the restart violation, but really proud of him. I mean, it just tells you he's, you know, the most seasoned veteran in the sport, and he's the best driver out there right now by far, and we couldn't be more proud of him. And I think today when we were kind of looking at some of the history and having, you know, Kyle Busch win it in 2009, and just really wanted to say with for Samantha and Brexton and Lennox, I know it's been a week, but, you know, just because it's been a week for everybody else and you go back to the track and time goes on, I can say firsthand, it doesn't stop. You don't feel it. So I want them to know that we are just covering them in prayers and thinking about them. And so a lot of incredible memories that Joe Gibbs Racing is able to celebrate at Nashville, which is, I think, incredible. And, again, back to our team, just so proud of them.
All right, we'll go to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Heather, for you, three of the Gibbs cars are top seven in points after tonight unofficially, and Chase is up to 14th. As we get into the second half of the regular season, how do you view, especially where that 19 team is, and having a night like tonight where they are able to finish where they weren't able to last week?
I mean, it's just kind of been crazy circumstances. I mean, they come every week with speed. I think they've been caught up. They've had mechanicals. So I don't think we've ever had any doubt for that team. James Small, they do such a good job preparing. And it's just, you know, like tonight was crazy with different strategies. And, you know, you're up and then you're in the middle of the pack and you're in the back. And I think with Chase, he's a great driver. We couldn't be happier having him with our team. And I think they'll be fine. They're going to keep building momentum and, you know, strategy. They'll end up starting, you know, practicing next week, probably in the second group and being able to qualify well. And that's how you can get stage points. So that they're, and they'll strategize well with that.
All right, do we have additional questions? All right. I think everybody's tired tonight.
Good night.
Most likely, including you guys, too. Thank you so much. Yeah. Congratulations again on that win.